welcome to WIOC Radio. Hopefully, you are out there having a great week, great weekend, off of the heels of Valentine's Day. Hopefully, you're coupling your girl's ass or your man's ass or whatever you're doing out here in life that keeps you happy in the sheets. I am your host, Syf, here with
Gina.
You gotta say it with a little bit more sin stress in your voice.
Gina.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Obviously, the one fucking up.
Of course, if you guys don't know, today is our anniversary, February 21st, 2021.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say what's up to the people. We came out with a little sneaky bonus episode for these mofos.
Hi, everybody.
How's everybody doing? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We are in season 5, and this is a special bonus episode. Today is our anniversary.
Yes, it is.
12 years in the making.
12, I know.
So 12 long. Agonizingly. No, I'm kidding. Oh, don't get you started. Look at that expression on your face.
Well.
Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Staying high and
right.
Positive vibes as
always.
That's right. So, babe, it's our anniversary today.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Thank you, baby. Happy anniversary to you, too.
Fuck yeah.
If you guys don't know, I got Gina. She got me baby oil down. She's using elephant ears to fan me and feed me grapes today.
Yeah, right after my nap.
Right before starting this recording, Gina had to say, well, let's hurry this shit up so I can take a nap because of last night's festivities. We felt like we was young and spry all over again.
Right. I didn't know where that came from.
I woke up this morning like, whoo. That's what we was doing? That's how you was giving it up last night?
I was like, don't worry. I'm going to fill it in a minute because I had to give Poppy his bath this morning. Oh, God. Once that was done, I was like, oh, one step at a time. Oh, fuck. I'm tired.
My hips and my stomach, my back, pelvis.
My neck.
My neck. My back. Oh, baby. So, yeah, we are enjoying our anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
We've been sitting back trying to chill as much as we can. Wasn't a whole lot you could do right now because of the pandemic and all the things going on. But babe made her favorite dish for us last night.
Whose favorite dish? I was doing it for you.
Meatloaf. I hate meatloaf.
Gina hates meatloaf and makes some of the most amazing meatloaf. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
So, baby, it's been 12 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I don't even remember half of it. So I probably believe it.
12 years. I never thought my black ass would be with anybody this long. I'm like, what type of special individual would put up with me for 12 years and going? That's going to take a special lady.
Yeah, right back at you.
Oh, please. You're just fine.
Well, I thought I wasn't. I tried multiple times.
So reflecting back over the last 12 years, honey.
Yes.
What's some of the most memorable things that you can remember about our relationship? Something that sticks out to you?
Our first trip, we took to Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And I got us lost.
I wouldn't call that a trip, but.
Well, yeah. I got us lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, I don't know where we're going. It's okay.
No, the fuck she did not. She didn't know where the fuck. I was like, where are we going? I even took a nap and woke up like, we on our way to St. Louis.
Right.
He completely took the wrong exit. We was on our way to St. I'm like, what are you doing?
I didn't know. I was looking for a specific exit and I never saw it. I just kept going.
Woke up from that nap like, man, I was the only thing I was worried about waking up from that nap, riding in the car with you, was like, man, we better not pull up in some strange little town with, you know, I don't need to see no white sheets and shit. I don't need that problem. I don't need no problems.
Right.
So why does that stick out to you?
I don't know. It was a funny thing that just popped in my head. Because you did a video. You recorded it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
That was back during the stone age of cell phones. Yeah. I don't even know where that video is. And I was saying, you driving us to Tuscaloosa or some shit like that.
Right.
It was something like that.
It's hilarious.
So out of the 12 years we've been together, that's what sticks out.
It was our first trip.
And actually, we do have a picture of us kissing each other on that first trip on our Instagram page, too. At Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores in between each word is actually a picture in black and white. When we've given each other a kiss in the hotel room. Fun fact. Why are you sitting there gazing off into a distance trying to remember that?
I am trying to remember that.
Well, it's on there.
I'll have to look.
Mm-hmm. Guess what, people? What? Since she's bad with dates.
Yep.
I fucked up.
He did. Oh, it was hilarious. Go ahead, tell your story.
No, go ahead and tell your version of it.
Oh.
You just got too excited to say, yeah, he fucked up. Yeah.
It's usually me every fucking year.
That is true.
And I made sure I looked in the calendar. So I was like, I got this. And then here he goes. I wake up Friday and there's a card next to my bed. And I'm like, oh.
I'm so sexy and romantic.
I'm like, fuck.
Oops.
Shit, it's today? And I fucking put it in the goddamn calendar wrong. That's fucking likely. Fuck. So I'm like, would you stop? That is inappropriate at this moment.
Ghost is sitting next to Gino on the couch and he's licking his private parts. Yeah. We didn't even get to that part of the story yet.
Oh, we already passed it, actually. I was just like baffled. So I was like, well, happy anniversary early, maybe? Because I'm going to go ahead and go off of my calendar because I'm like, it's got to be my calendar because I can't fuck up again this year.
Leave it to me.
And he's like, go look in the bedroom on the wall.
Why would you say it in that tone?
And I'm like,
that wasn't even my tone, and this was a text message.
Right. Well, that's the tone that came. I'm like, I'm in the car, I will later. And then I get what text next?
I don't remember.
He's like, oh yeah, I fucked up.
That ain't what I said. That is not what I said. What I said was, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I gave her an anniversary card a little bit early, and then she was like, fuck it, we could just turn it into an anniversary weekend. We earned it.
Yep, so we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
What else sticks out to you in our relationship throughout the years? I'm sure some people are probably interested. Like, yes, we have been together for 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our ups, we've had our downs, we've had our lefts, we had our rights.
I don't know how we, I mean, overcame a lot of those downs to get to here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. What is one of the tools that we use to get past a lot of those tough times?
It was our strange communication. Honestly.
Our strange communication.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the word odd. In the title of our podcast.
But also knowing, you know, getting to know each other and our, you know, our own specific routines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I'm mad and I'm not speaking, I'm not going to tell you what's wrong until a day or two later.
But that's what women do.
It's just because I got to figure it out. I got to figure out what you meant. I got to figure out what I'm going to mean. I got to figure it all out, and then I can come to a conclusion. You, on the other hand, not that way, so he wants me to tell him right now.
Why are you pointing at me?
So, we had to come to an understanding. You got to give me a little bit. So, I mean, it's just like
learning. It took me a while to kind of learn that with her.
He would push and push and push, and then we just... I'd blow up.
Because I need to know right now, what's wrong? What's going on? Why are you acting like this? What's going on? What's really going on? How you doing? Tell me right now. All those things that sound annoying. I'm sure to women right now. like that are listening to the podcast.
I did not like the way you put the toilet paper on the roll.
No, I wouldn't.
But
no
I didn't want to
like
tell
that.
Him that.
I would do that on purpose, but it wasn't no argument like that.
No.
But yeah, I mean, it took me a little bit to understand that because I'm one of those people when there's an issue. Yeah. I want to get it done. I want to get it. No, let's talk about it yeah. right now.
Fix
let's
it right
let's
there just, and just
let's
move
just
on.
Let's just keep moving on. Mm-hmm. Gina is still not that way.
No, as I said, we have our routines. We yeah. have our.
But we're more understanding of it now because mm-hmm. I already know at this point I should by now.
Right.
Now, whenever she is ready to talk, she will talk to me mm-hmm. about it,
and I'll.
And it may not necessarily have to do with me, you know, because
no.
most of the time it ain't got nothing to do
nope,
with me.
It has nothing to do with him.
It'd be everybody else's shit.
Yep. And I'm trying to figure out their shit.
And that's when I get mad.
How to get them to leave me alone. Wishing they would.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What was one of the most over the anniversaries we've had over the years? What was one that stuck out to you the most? I know it's all kind of a blur because there's a birthday, Valentine's Day,
yeah.
and my dumbass had to meet somebody a few days later after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know.
I remember one of the...
please.
Yes, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I was one of those guys. I was that guy. One year, I had rose petals down everywhere,
mm-hmm.
had them on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you come walking, I was watching you walk up the driveway, and mm-hmm. you was looking around like, what is going on? Was that you? I'm pretty sure that was you. I'm kidding.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do. I had candles lit and all that. Yes, I remember that. That was fun to do.
That was.
Them roses weren't cheap, but shit. It was all for my baby, though. It was all for my baby, though.
That's nice.
But since we are celebrating our 12 years, and we thank you guys for checking us out, what's some advice we can give to people that are in relationships, especially once they hit the, let's say, their first year, after the first year? What can they look forward to? What can they expect? Because we do have a son right now that's going to hit his first year in a relationship here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, the bliss, the first 2 year bliss.
The new car smell.
Right. It wears off, and then you actually learn. I mean, you have to start to learn that person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually become that person's friend. You know, yeah, you're all go heady and whatever.
I like that terminology.
go getting it and whatnot.
Mm hmm.
And, you know, having fun and doing this and doing that. But mm-hmm. then when it comes down to
The honeymoon phase.
Yeah. You know, you got to be with that person forever. I mean, if that's the person that you're choosing.
Right.
So it does. It takes, you know, learning that person and being willing to be open enough to learn that person and mm-hmm. welcome that person in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, too, that no... you're not going to find an exact perfect match in the way that, I don't know how to really put it, like in the way Hollywood would do it in movies and TV shows.
No, everybody has baggage.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact.
Everybody has baggage. And that's not meaning kids. I mean, yeah, they're fucking baggage.
That's everybody.
But
yeah,
everybody has those, you know, childhood issues, you know, things that scarred him a little bit here and there.
Past relationships, so past marriages.
Everybody's going to have come in into the relationship with
their set of
their baggage.
Yeah, the set of baggage. Yeah.
So you have to be open and patient and understanding to want to learn all that.
Yeah, and not so much even that
and
in particular.
Respect it all.
Yeah, I mean, because if you have a deep love and appreciation for somebody, you will have the patience naturally. Without realizing you do, to kind of sit back and go through the motions of some of that stuff coming out. Because one thing I've noticed, you know, throughout our years together so far is, yeah, we both carry a lot of baggage and past things that, you know, mm-hmm. went on in our lives separately before we got together. And one of the things I've picked up on and learned over the years is, you know, with us having that patience and that love and understanding with each other. And yes, sometimes it does come with a little bit of screaming. Sometimes things get thrown across the room.
Not very often.
No. But I mean, but when you have that deep love and appreciation for that person, you will have the patience for them naturally. Yes, you're going to get tested sometimes because we're all human beings and we're going to have our trials and tribulations with each other and together. Mm-hmm. Against all the other elements that go on out here in the world that come at you each and every day.
Yeah, because if you two aren't, you know, coinciding, then you're not going to be able to face what the world is hitting you with.
Mm-hmm. And I've always said this too, and we've talked about it on the podcast before, that you really know what your relationship is built on, and if your relationship is legit when shit is all bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's always great when things are all good. I always talk about mm-hmm. that. But when shit gets real bad, that's what really tests the character of your relationship or your marriage.
Yep, it does.
That's when it really comes.
Money
that's when you...
issues, health issues, it all happens.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how good you are or how kind you are or how mean you are. It still happens.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to everybody.
If you had a baby by another woman, all that type of stuff. I mean, I'm not being funny when I say that because a lot of people find themselves in those situations where, you know, might be a little bit of infidelity, might be some cheating, might be any of that shit going on. How much do you love that person? Was it really a mistake? Those are mm-hmm. questions you got to ask yourself. How strong is your relationship? Because we talked about it even before in some certain instances. And I ain't going to bring up people's names, but we brought up certain articles of people that have been, you know, in the news and stuff like that with their relationships and stuff. And we're not big on that type of shit anyway, but... You just got to look at it from the perspective of how much do you really love that person? Do you really believe that person made a mistake? Was shit all bad while you got where you guys separated? Was any of that stuff going on during that time? Was the because normally the biggest arguments you will end up having in your respective relationships, and a lot of people who listen to us already know this, the biggest arguments you tend to have is because the communication's fucked up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's usually because you don't want to say something, or you're afraid to say something.
Or it's just been boiling in you for a mm-hmm. while.
And you don't know how to say something.
And that's why a lot of husbands stand out here in the world in this dark, desolate place of existence when your wife or your significant other is scorned and mad at something you did 3 weeks ago. I don't remember what I did 3 weeks. What happened? You're mad at me from 3 weeks ago? You just sucked my dick yesterday. Why are you still...
Okay. That mean I didn't eat something.
I just put some spit on it a couple days ago. You pissed at me from something 3 weeks ago, and now you haven't processed and want to yell at me about it? And that's why a lot of us men are standing out here with our dick in our head like, what? But all jokes aside, that's usually... an indicator that the communication needs a little bit of fine tuning and tweaked mm-hmm. a little bit when some of those big arguments do happen.
Yeah.
And you can't be, I mean, yes, there's certain things that you're going to overlook, especially when you're with each other for a long time. There's certain things that not so much overlook, but you just kind of accept in your significant other if you love them that much. Like Gina alluded to just earlier in this episode of putting the toilet paper on the wrong way. On the damn toilet roll.
He fucks with me. Not in that. He doesn't do that. But yeah, you fuck with me.
Like, what do you mean?
He'll like nitpick at me.
No, I don't.
To fuck with me. Or like ask me questions over and over again. The same ones just to fuck with me. Yes, you do.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
People ain't got 2 years of evidence to listen to know that that's a lie.
Just to get my blood boiling. And wanted to just run screaming.
I've always said this. There's nothing better than angry white girl sex. I like to get you fired up and get to messing with you a little bit. You get to thumping me and swinging and stuff. Mm-hmm. Get to stomping around the house like you're 9'13".
Yep.
But oh well. Nah, but yeah. Communication is definitely key to maintaining a relationship. And you're not going to always have the perfect communication. You're not going to have perfect communication because you are still both individuals. You still both have separate lives outside of each other each and every day, even when it comes to your occupation or whatever the case may be. So you're going to always have to come back together to get back on the same page. When magnets are separated from each other, they got to work to come back together at the end of the day, so to speak. I know that's probably a terrible analogy, but you know, you got to come back together at the end of the day, or maybe the end of every other day, or however way you, whatever ways work best for you and your relationship and how you communicate in your relationship. But you have to have that, because that communication is a glue that's going to definitely keep you together. I know you hear it on other podcasts. You probably hear it on other, you know, programs and stuff like that. But that is, that's super integral, because we've had some pretty tough times in our relationship too, where, you know, if we didn't get, if we weren't able to sit down and communicate through some of those things, it could have went a different way. Because I've had, you know, I've been in past relationships. You've been in past relationships where that communication was super trash.
It was. There was none.
or none at all.
Right.
Or one person's being selfish over the other and vice versa. You know. So definitely keep in mind that communication is the biggest key. The biggest key in your relationship.
And then I think it'd be being open, being forgiving.
Yeah. And growing together.
Yes. You both want to keep growing. You know, don't get stuck. Keep growing. Keep pushing each other to grow.
Yep. Because obviously, as time goes on, interests change. Subject matters of what you're interested in change.
Yeah.
So are you open enough to accept that? Or are you selfish in the relationship to where, well, I don't want him doing this, or I don't want her doing that? Who are you to say that?
Right. No. You can only control you and what you want.
Now, understand if that if your significant other is, you know, all of a sudden interested in chains and leather straps and dwarfs and
I would question where they got that idea from. And then go from there.
Just like a woman's intuition, huh?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the outfit I had you wear last night?
Nothing. It's a good enough outfit for me.
Tell everybody what it was.
I don't know. My pajamas.
People are like, damn, we thought there was some juicy content coming up right now.
No.
Like, what was she wearing, Sife? What was she wearing?
There's no, what do you call it, P&P? No.
P&P?
L&L.
Oh, L&L.
I was kidding.
That was for my birthday. Okay, so after the year number one mark, what do we tell people that hit year number five? And they're still unsure.
Well, you made it this far.
Right. If you've been 5 years deep with somebody and you still got some questions, you might be wasting your time.
Yeah, I did, and I knew it. But I was like, fuck it. Where else am I going to go? And then here you go. No, it's just, if you're questioning, then you probably shouldn't be there in the first place. That's not where you're supposed to be if you're questioning, period.
What would somebody question at year number five? What's some of the questions that people may be having once they get to that point? They still might be, I don't know, like, children aside. Because a lot of times that's what's going to keep people around, is children.
I mean, are your plans still the same? Are your goals still the same? I mean, the goals and stuff change, but are you guys still having goals? Are you guys still having those mutual plans and those mutual goals and the mutual, you know, are you following through on those? I mean,
mutual is an important word that you just hit on, because you're going to, I mean, there's nothing wrong, and we've talked about this too, to have your own individual goals, because that's important too. But you got to have mutual goals together at the same time. Similar interests when it comes to some things. You're not going to be interested in all the same things.
Mm-mm. I don't like football. Mm-mm. All you. That's you, baby. Sunday, that's you. Have at it.
She hates football. Yes, yes, I'm aware of that, dear. I've been hearing that forever.
I know.
But we ain't going to talk about that one birthday.
Oh, that was a fun one. Super Bowl. They made it to Super Bowl.
Let's just put it this way. I've been waiting to see that outfit again since 2010.
I don't even remember the outfit.
That should give you an idea of which team I like. Sons of bitches. I'm trying to see that outfit one more time. One more time. The pom-poms and the everything, man. I'm trying to see. The pasties and all. Hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh. You know what it is.
God, that was fun.
But yeah, once you hit the 5-year mark, I'm trying to think, once we hit 5 years, how I was feeling at the time. 5 years in, of course, I knew I wasn't going anywhere since day one. No. It was just something about you. It might have been that narcotic you gave me. I don't know.
I touched your knee. I remember touching your knee.
That's no, I'm just thinking, you know, 5 years in, at that point, for me, that was already the longest I've been with somebody. Because mm-hmm. I just fell short of that with my ex-wife. Right. But I already checked out 2.5 years into that one. You know, shit, I was young and being a knucklehead and all kind of shit. And all that shit that young people go through and right. do and have to still grow up and figure shit out. But at that point, I was already like, damn, it's 5 years? Why? Why? Okay, it's been 5 years. So, But at the time, I just knew. I was like, shit. It was the same feeling that I still have even 12 years. 12 years now. I was like, I'm not going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. And if she decide to leave me, we moving in with that dude together.
He said that to me.
I sure the fuck told her that. I said, you ever think about leaving me? Or where we going? We moving in with him? I might give him some pointers. She don't like that, bruh. Let me get a little cream in my coffee. I'm dead ass. I ain't got time to start over. This is it. This is it. I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm not doing it. I ain't got time to train nobody else. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. We ain't got time for that shit. I ain't training nobody else to do nothing. Man, if you see that boil in places that you don't expect to take care of a man in, then you ain't the one, damn it.
I got you.
I talked about that in season 4. Man, how far are you willing to go to take care of your significant other, man? I'm trying to tell you, man. That boil in my ass, man, that shit was terrible. Then you still had to crack jokes and giggle because I teabagged him. I'm like, come on, man.
I'll take care of you.
Hell yeah, man. And you know what? This is a reaffirmation from my way of thinking now that we've hit 12 years is I already know for a fact that ain't nobody, I don't care who's listening, ain't going to take care of my goofy ass the way you take care of me.
No,
I already know that.
No.
Because whoever come along after you, if unfortunately something like that were to happen, which ain't happening because I told you I'm going to buy a sex robot and I can turn her off and on and call it a day.
I know you did.
I don't know if I want to say it or not. No, but all I know is whoever does come along, if something unfortunate were to happen, they ain't going to do it right. Mm-mm. They ain't going to do it right. That ain't the way she do it. Who is this person? Don't worry about it. That ain't the way she do it. Nah, man, I can't subject nobody to that type of treatment, man.
No.
Nah, I'm just joking around. But I do know for a fact that, no, ain't no way in hell nobody going to take care of me the way you take care of me. Mm-mm. And I do appreciate the hell out of that. That's why she's trying to keep me healthy. I'm out here running with my new best gift ever, Fitbit. I haven't been able to do that for the last 2 weeks. Wichita, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sub-zero, negative degree temperatures.
Snow and ice.
Man, that shit pissed me off. And I ain't going to the gym because ain't none of y'all wear masks and wiping down the equipment when you're done. I ain't got time for that shit. No. Ain't got time for that. But 12 years. It's been an amazing 12 years. It's been an amazing 12 years because I never thought that I would, like I said earlier, would be in a relationship this long with anybody, for one. Mm-hmm. And for two, I never knew I had this much patience with not only just myself, but being with somebody else, in addition to dealing with my own bullshit.
He does have a lot of patience. And I'm a handful.
I don't know how. I don't know how I've had to, because I was never this way, believe it or not. I mean, you see when I can get quick-tempered about certain stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like that about damn near everything for a long time. I just didn't have time for bullshit. I just didn't have time. I got my own bullshit to deal with.
It's but, like, I came in and just like made him go whoosh.
Yeah, I mean, I was working on my temper and my shit before that, but I really, really learned patience when I realized I wasn't going anywhere. I knew our connection and our love was deep. And I don't know. It just kind of came naturally with us. Mm-hmm. But you are a handful. Tell everybody how you're a handful.
I am a handful. I am a handful.
Mm-hmm. How?
Even though I try to stay in the, like, out of everybody's way, it's like I'm also in everybody's way.
It's not that you're in everybody's way. You're never in anybody's way. People just, they need you.
I know.
They always need you. And then when you need some time.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. But a lot of people could relate to that. A lot of people find themselves in those particular situations where, yeah, I mean, it's kind of convenient. You call me when you need something. But when I need something, we're sorry. The right. number you have dialed. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No, that's because of your empathetic nature. That's a big part of it, too. And I've always been the one in our relationship, because there's been times where these were actually times where I was pissed at Gina, is when I know that she's allowing a particular situation to kind of take advantage of her, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who's completely opposite and ready to knock a motherfucker out because of shit like that.
And I just want to see how it plays out, because it's like a little story.
I can't do it, man. I'm like, let's just see.
I want to see this. I want to see how bad she fucks up. I want to see what happens.
Well, you're way more of an empath than I am. Way more. And that's why I'm the complete opposite. Like, yeah, I mean, I care about people and I feel sorry for people in certain situations. But a lot of times, too, I have a way of just seeing through it because of the way I was raised through when it comes to most people. And I'm like, that's some fuck shit. I ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. She gonna get mad at me because eventually I'm gonna say something about it.
Mm-hmm. I know he is. But see, I need to learn their lesson so I don't do it and I don't fuck up.
You can do that from afar, honey.
Oh no, I'm usually involved. They suck me in. Yeah.
But, you know, that's just part of the territory. Mm-hmm. And you have to protect that, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to us right now, you're this deep into the episode, we appreciate it. But if your partner is an empath, has a lot of sympathy, you got to be the one to protect that at all costs, because they have that same quality that they, you know, use towards other people, that they have towards other people. They have that same qualities when it comes to you. So you have to protect it at all costs, whether it's from other people, whether it's from your own bullshit at times, but you can't be selfish about it either. Especially if it's used in ways that, you know, is going to change the game up, you know, goals, having goals together and how to move forward and, you know, individual things that we can't talk about right now because we working on some things. We busy, y'all. We busy. We got some stuff coming, but you got to protect that at all costs, especially not just even with your spouse, it's with your children too. If your children have that type of nature too, nurture that and protect that, because mm-hmm. There's too much negativity and people out here that would just love to just siphon that off off whoever exhibits that.
Mm-hmm.
They just love that, and just that negative bullshit that I can't stand.
They do. They seek.
And
they,
you know, seek us out. Bullying people and all that. You already know that's my short list of short fuse: bullying and being rude.
Yep.
I will check a motherfucker, and I don't even know who they are.
He'll do it real quick.
Right there on the spot. Like, no, man, I ain't with all that. But all that aside, what are you looking forward to in the future, honey? The next 12 years.
Oh, we got such
more gray hairs. Plans.
Just our plans. We're just moving forward and growing. Keep growing and growing and growing our plants.
And yes, gardening is a common interest we have.
Spreading love and joy and health and everything that I can in the future.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to have those goals. You know, 12 years, being with somebody for 12 years, we didn't want it projected to be like it's always been sunshines and rainbows and butterflies and cherubs shooting arrows.
I kicked him out once.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, one time I kicked him out.
I left, too.
Yep, he left.
Mm-hmm. I left once. Apart from that.
No, that's when I kicked you out. You left. Kids were crying, calling him, come back, come back. I was like, nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
That's because you was on some bullshit.
I was sick.
I was like, bye. I'm out then. Until you get your mind right, I'm out. That ain't how it went, but there was a lot of shit that went on that went along with that was going on at the time that we can't actually disclose.
Right.
But yes, you were sick and things was messed up and you were in a dark place and
you were in a dark
place. And I was in a rough spot too, and shit just it was all bad.
That was probably one of our lowest lows.
That was our lowest lows.
And then, you know, we worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a while, but we worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got right back up.
And that was 8 years ago, 7 years ago?
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. About yeah, seven, 8 years ago.
About 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when we were at, and it was just all bad. I mean, the energy was bad. The heaviness in the house was bad. It was just all bad. Because like you said, you were in a bad place.
See, there's your five-year mark right there.
That's what I'm trying to get back to, see? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because new challenges do present themselves every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. But yeah, it was a bad time for both of us individually. And it just bled over into our relationship so bad to where, I mean, it got pretty ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It got pretty ugly. But you know, them kids... Our stepkids, my stepkids,
yeah,
my they bat 1,000 for your boy over here.
They did.
And they love their mama. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Anything happen to their mama, they turning up.
Yeah.
Ask Gina's mom.
Yeah. They try to beat my mom up.
They came together like the Justice League.
Right.
Like Teen Titans. Just
to beat my mother up. I'm like, guys, seriously.
That's your grandma. Y'all better relax.
Right.
Your mama talking about, Ken, say something. I got my Jiffy Pop. Y'all. And I was really impressed by that, even though it was a fucked up situation. That's your mama and that's your grandma. But them kids was ready to go down.
Mm-hmm.
They was ready to throw down.
They don't like me being disrespected and my mother and...
That was just one that particular situation.
Good at doing that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have some fucked up parents, man.
my kids did. They did. They stick right up for me. They were like, oh.
Man, that was the first time. I was like, man, look at them. They all got some fire. Yeah, I was like, they all got some fire in them like that. I was like, I know that's right.
They came from me.
That's right. You protect your mama at all costs. And I even said, even when it comes to me, if it ever came to me, you look out for your mama.
Yep.
Rule number one. But they bat 1,000 for your boy, man, during that low time.
They're like, let him come back home. No, let him come back home. Mom, mom. Calling him. Why don't you come back home? Why won't she let you come back home?
Blowing my phone up, man. Texting me to death. You are our dad. We need you. Mom made a mistake. Even your best friend.
Yeah. She had to. She
bringing
had to
Janae
step
over
in.
To me and everything, too.
Yeah. Janae had to get her involved.
Sure did. And you know, one of the things that always stuck out to me that she said during that time, she told me face to face, you weren't there, but she told me, if you guys don't make it
there,
then,
we were on the porch.
Oh, yeah. Well, that part too. She said it again then. But yeah, she said, if you guys don't make it, then I might as well just give up.
Yeah.
Because she was there in the beginning.
Yeah. She's like,
she was there on that February 21st, 2009.
Yeah, she was like, there.
It was her birthday weekend.
It was. She
and we met at a bar.
She made me go out. I was like, I don't want to go out.
And we met at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, if you want to listen to that story, just go back in the archives. Relationships that meet in a bar never last. Well, 12 years, here we are.
Yeah, there's just something about you.
That sounds very convincing, and that just gives me all the confidence in the world going into the future. But just understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have your dark times. You're going to have your low times. I mean, you might be going through it right now. You might be unemployed. Unemployment might not be coming in. You might, I mean, especially right now. This last year and some change now has definitely shook up a lot of things, especially people's homes and in their relationships. And even friendships. It shook up a lot of things.
We had furloughs.
Mm-hmm.
We had to learn.
Furloughs, layoffs.
Yeah, we had to learn. We had a new learning experience for ourselves.
I didn't work for 5 months last year.
I'm by myself. When he's at work, I do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get my grandfather up and I do my routines.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I need to do. And when he's home every day, it just...
Looking at my sexy bronze skin.
I liked that part, but it takes my routine away. It's my space is gone.
It fucked up my routine too.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, well, shit.
We had a huge adjustment, learning adjustment. And then we learned that we actually really do like it.
Mm-hmm. But so, you know what? It made our relationship even stronger.
It did.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for some people, it exposed a lot of things, and it was time to call it quits. You know,
but that's not a bad thing.
But maybe
either.
That's not a bad thing considering what type of relationship you might have been in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, last year was definitely an adjustment for me not working for 5 months out of the year. When the year before that, 2019, I made so much money, man. I was stacking bread, and then last year hit. Man.
You had to use all that bread.
Damn it, man. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people might be going through that right now with unemployment and stuff like that. You might be depressed, might be in a dark time in your relationship right now, but is that person there for you? Does that person still love you no matter what? Even if you lost everything and you're sitting back right now without anything, is that person still next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may be tough to communicate your feelings and talk about those things right now, are they still there with you? Are you still there for them?
Are they talking down to you or are they talking you up?
Yep.
That's what you need to be looking at.
Sharing that cup of ramen noodles together, man.
Mm-hmm.
All that type of shit. That's real shit. That's real love.
Yep.
That's real love. For many reasons. But 12 years, baby. 12.
No, we did it.
What's something? We did it. If we had a finish line. This doesn't end, my friend. What's something you want to tell people before we get out of here on this bonus episode? On this Sunday, this fine Sunday.
Just take care of your mind, body, and soul.
Yep.
There you go. That's a good one.
What do you tell couples right now? Hit them with some words of wisdom.
Just always be patient. They're dumbasses, so you just gotta help them through.
Seriously. Get off of me. Well, my dumbass would like to tell everybody.
You tell them, honey. What would you like to tell them?
Make sure she do her job.
Right.
I'm kidding.
She needs cooking tips. No, just holler.
Man, please. Man, don't get me started on that. But make sure, if you are in a relationship that is standing strong during these tough times right now, to do the best you can to nurture it, protect it, take care of it. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But make sure you do the best you can to protect it at all costs. Mm-hmm. Yep. Make sure you let that person know you love them every day. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a dollar to your name right now. It's the expressions.
Mm-hmm. Things you do for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you do them. It's just showing kindness.
And how you do them is got a lot of connotations in my mind. Dumbass. Okay.
Get him on track.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
For continuing to support us. We do appreciate it. We are working on some things in the future. Just stay tuned with us. Stay tuned to us. Bear with us as we continue to transition in our relationship as well towards things that we are working on behind the scenes that will get revealed when time is ready for it to be revealed, when it's time to be revealed. So
hopefully he reveals them to me first.
I don't have an OnlyFans yet.
Oh, darn it.
But we do appreciate you guys that do listen to us. We are recording each and every other week right now in the beginning of the year because of things that we are working on right now. This bonus episode, yes, is in your ears right now. Yes, you will still have an episode of the Interracial Odd Couple this coming Friday this week. We ain't gonna leave you hanging like that. But we do appreciate you guys to check us out. If you want to get a hold of us on our social medias, it's in the description of the podcast. Wherever you listen to our podcast, we still do appreciate all the positive messages that we do get from our listeners. We do appreciate that. We just got one the other day of a person saying they really love the podcast. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate that encouragement. We definitely do.
That's very nice.
Any last words before we get the fuck up out of here? Before you have to put some more baby oil on me and fan me with elephant ears? And feed me grapes.
Grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go to the store first.
Any last words, baby?
No, just stay safe.
Yep.
Yep. Smoke a lot of weed. Every 10 minutes. Take a nap.
All right. Thanks, dear.
Don't take everything so serious.
Yeah.
Because these people out here are jokes.
Times are tough. Things will be okay, though.
Yep.
Especially if you have somebody in your corner that's got your back 100%. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. I'm Saif.
I'm Gina.
And we will talk to you next week.
Deuces.
Well, this week, actually.
That was yours. Yeah.
That'll work. Say it again.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.